Well, one of the things, they discovered that the virus had spread among the inmate population, and they were testing inmate the population, but they said up front, before they got pressure from the community, they weren't going to test their staff. Well, who is it that's going out in the community and going home at night and stopping by the store at night? It's not the inmates, it's the staff. They should have been testing the staff from the beginning, and that's a definite criticism. The other thing is that we have a state lab, Wadsworth Lab, where a lot of our tests go, and the governor has decided to test all the inmates in the state correctional system this month. As a result, a lot of the testing that happens in the community can't get done because Wadsworth Lab is overwhelmed by that. Now, you have an inmate population. I have no issues with them testing individuals who are symptomatic, but you have 100% control over inmates. If you have somebody who you need to isolate, you can isolate them easily. Why are we wasting all of these test kits and that valuable laboratory resource testing all the inmates of the state? They would be probably better off testing all of the correctional guards in the state. So, yeah, I would criticize state corrections that they were very slow in moving and testing their staff.